If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
That's how you win.
The Chicago Blackhawks homestand ends tonight as Utah takes the United Center Ice, hoping to end their opening roadie with a divisional win. Well, they may now be called the Mammoth, but aside from the name change in the offseason, they've added depth to their roster to augment an already competitive style of play. So if the Hawks want to earn their first win of their centennial campaign, they've really got to come to play here tonight. Nazar to face off against Stenlund. The drop of the puck, and this one's underway in the Hawks' control. Sergachev high slot. Kamada moving into the high slot from the right point, then over top of the left circle where he fires, and Nick Foligno makes a kick save. And as he touches the puck, the whistle blows. Tyler Bertuzzi was down on one knee in between the circles in the Hawk end, slow to get to his feet and holding his face. And we may get a high sticking call out of this.
Well, you know what, John? I think it was inadvertent. Might have even been the puck, but they weren't going to blow the whistle because Utah had control of the puck.
A shot from Grislick from the left point. Deflected wide by Donato. Dickinson with the puck now at the right point. Put it down to Kea, back in the net, walks in front and fires. He scores! Ilya Mikheyev with his first of the year. Took the puck around the left wing, or the right wing corner, and walked it along the goal line in front of the net. And he deked Vanacek down and squeezed it through it. The Blackhawks lead the game 1-0. Taken back by the Mammoth. Here's Hayton in front of the net. Tried a backhander. Turned out of there by Knight. Sergachev at the left point. To Simashev. Top of the right circle. He shoots. Glove save made by Spencer Knight. He'll hold on. And the whistle stops play. An exhaustive sequence of play in the Hawk end was nearly costly. Menzel swinging a miss. Tried to knock it out. Taken back by Gunther. Gunther walks in front. Leaves it. They score. On the backside, it's J.J. Paterka near the top of the left wing circle with a half-open net. Took a nice pass there from Dylan Gunther and snapped it past Knight. We're tied at one. Cole will give it a ride into the far corner. Doc and Donato digging for it. Puck comes free to Foligno in front. Burakovsky shoots. He scores! In his 700th NHL game, Andre Burakovsky lights the lamp for his second goal on the campaign. His first on the power play, and the Hawks lead 2-1. Cross circle to the left of Knight. Bedard wins it to the corner, but taken back by the Mammoth. And then Teravainen with a great play. Kicks it to Mikheyev. He's got an open net over the Utah line to the slot. Shoots. He scores! His second goal of the night into an empty net. And that'll salt it away for the Blackhawks, who lead 3-1 with 5 seconds left in period number three. They're going to pick up their first win of the year. Faceoff at center, won by Utah. Back in the Utah zone, Mata's the last guy to handle the puck, and there's the horn. Ending play, the Blackhawks pick up their first win on the season, a 3-1 victory over their Central Division rivals, the Utah Mammoth. And everybody is off the bench to skate down and give a nice one-hand or maybe even a two-hand hug to their goaltender, Spencer Knight.